It's 11:30. And we're back to 1955. This was the 10th year of the program.
I was in the Army that year.
Oh, yeah, that's where you saw service overseas, huh?
Governor's Island.
Governor's Island. Well, the year was perhaps more notable, if you'll excuse me.
Well, to check up my house, I got news for you.
For the merger of America's two largest labor organizations. It was effected on the 5th of December of 1955 under the name American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations. George Meany became the president, and Walter Reuther became the vice president in charge of the Industrial Department. And the merged AFL-CIO had a membership at that time estimated at 15 million. I wonder what it is today. 1955 was the year that a song was written by Don George that became the favorite of all good Texans everywhere. And I would like very much to do it today, to dedicate it to the beautiful, competent, lovely ex-First Lady, Lady Bird Johnson, who has done so much to leave the country beautiful for her having been here. Let's sing to her about the yellow rose of Texas.
There's a yellow rose in Texas that I am gonna see. Nobody else could miss her, not half as much as me. Right, so when I left her, it like to broke my heart. But if I ever find her, we never more will part.
She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. You may talk about your Clementine and sing of Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas is the only girl for me.
Oh, now I'm gonna find her, for my heart is full of woe. We'll do the things together that we did so long ago. You'll play the banjo gaily, she'll love me like before. And the yellow rose of Texas shall be mine forevermore.
She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. You may talk about your Clementine and sing of Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas is the only girl for me. But the yellow rose of Texas is the only girl for me.
That's great, Dick. Thank you. You remind me of the Happiness Boys.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Billy Jones and Ernie Hare.
Yeah, you're Ernie.
Okay, Billy.
Our sponsor is Sara Lee. Oh, boy, this is one of the great joys of this business all through the years has been the quality of the clients that I have been privileged to represent. And among them, Sara Lee is a great one. Sara Lee, you know, don't you, that the Sara Lee business was founded on the premise that people would be willing to pay a premium price for a premium product. Charlie Lubin figured that out in his little shop in Chicago. And he named his cakes and pies Sara Lee for his daughter. And he found out that he had the best idea in the world. It has grown to a multi-million dollar business. Sara Lee pies and cakes and coffee cake and pound cake and all that kind of thing. Now, the best fruit pies on the market The closest things that you can get to homemade are available these days. They call them deep-in-fruit pies. Sara Lee deep-in-fruit. They have a flaky, tender crust that's unmatched by other frozen pies. And I mean that. Just as you'd expect from the bakers at Sara Lee. And they bake in a unique black-bottomed pan that delivers even heat distribution over the whole pie. There are no unbaked sections of crust as in others. And they're made by Sara Lee, the name that consumers trust in frozen bakery products. And I highly recommend them to you, madame. Sure, you bake a great pie, but you can't do it all the time consistently as Sara Lee can do it. And it won't cost you as much if you get one. See, this is all done by computer, and they just don't go wrong. Sara Lee. Let me see, there was something else that happened. The Republic of West Germany became a sovereign state on the 5th of May when ratifications were deposited in Bonn, the 5th of May of 1955. 10 years after the war was over. And still that wall is there. Wouldn't it be nice if they could get that down, huh? I want you to meet this young feller sitting with us, Dick. I don't know if you had a chance. Did you shake hands with him?
Yeah, I shook hands. 2 out of 3 falls we had.
Ah, Rodrigo Guerra, Jr. Born in Pasadena, California?
Mm-hmm.
And he belongs to the Pasadena Boys Club. Been there 8 years. He's 5'7" already. What age are you, lad?
I'm 5'9" and I'm 16.
Oh, your papers are wrong. You'll never get by the customs here.
Oh, okay.
5'9", huh?
Well, at his age, they grow quickly. It was right when he walked in, you know.
Oh.
The paper.
Oh, I see. It's 2 inches since you got in here. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, he's been to Washington and met Mr. Agnew. And that'll bring you up. You have to stand up tall to talk to him, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What is he, about 7 feet or something? It says here you weigh 124. Any more?
About 16 more.
Ooh, 140 pounds. Mm. In this corner, wearing brown tights. Huh. Do you box, Rodrigo?
Nah.
A little hard on the eyes, huh? Heck with it.
Yeah.
Belongs to the Boys Club of Pasadena. Now tell me, you were chosen to be what?
Chosen to be Boy of the Year.
You're the Boy of the Year. This is the 26th annual Boy of the Year competition of the Boys Clubs of America, which is emphasizing the need to encourage juvenile decency as an antidote to juvenile delinquency. More than ever before, it's now vital that we do everything possible to give deserving boys a chance to further their education, said Mr. Hines, who is the Boys Club National Director. And nothing we do offers a better chance than this community service project. Well, let's see. You get a scholarship for this, don't you, lad?
I get $4,000.
$4,000 scholarship. Huh? Where are you going?
I want to go to Stanford. And then after that, go to John Hopkins.
You want to be a doctor?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. Dr. Guerra. No, Guerra. Excuse me, he says you don't pronounce the U. Dr. Guerra, do you have a particular specialty in mind or just general medicine?
Radiology.
Aha, very good, very good. Radiology. You won't have to get up in the middle of the night and make calls with that.
Yeah, it's easy.
You're a smart kid.
Well, if you want to do that, become a dentist. That's easier.
Nah, you got to have people holler. With x-rays, nobody ever hollers.
How do you become Boy of the Year?
They just select me on the basis of my scholastic achievement, my work in the community, in my home at the Boys Club.
Hmm. And this was on the entire country?
Yeah.
And you came out on top?
Yeah, I represent about 1 million boys in all the clubs in the U.S.
How about that, huh? You got 1 chance in 1 million and he won it.
That's marvelous.
I got lucky.
What were some of the things that you did?
I don't think you got so lucky. Luck had a little bit to do with it, but you had to be measured up there, son.
Well, all I did was just hand in my grades, things I've done in the community, things that the...
For instance, what'd you do in the community?
Well, not only am I active in the Boys Club, but I'm active with the YMCA in this program to help fatherless boys. And I act as a friend to him and as his
Now, that's a
father,
nice
almost.
Thing to do. You select a younger boy and sort of be big brother to him, father to him?
He's 8 years old.
Oh, you take one boy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And you take him in your charge, do you?
Yes. We try not to be... act like his father or like a big brother. It's more of just an older friend that he can look up to and communicate with and just someone who can be his friend.
That's nice to do. That's nice. And where do you find this lad? Where does he live? With his mother?
Yeah, he lives with his mother in a city next to ours. And I go up and visit him and talk with him. We have a nice time.
You play together.
Yeah.
So fun, huh? Good. Can he beat you at anything?
Checkers.
Oh, can he?
Yeah.
You get a lot of satisfaction out of that, too. I'll bet you got chosen number one because you weren't even thinking about being number one. You just did the job the best way you could. Am I right or wrong?
Well, I never thought of entering the contest. I just joined the Boys Club, and they called me up and asked me if they could enter my name. I said, sure.
See? I keep telling you guys, you just try to do your job better than you ever did before and take pride in it, and somebody will recognize you.
It's really terrific. Kids have changed since I was... Rod's age, I must tell you that. When I was his age, I had already knocked over two banks. On my own.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
Piggy banks?
Piggy banks. Yeah, did you get to Washington, Rod?
Yeah, I liked it there.
Wasn't that nice?
Yeah, I didn't stay very long, though.
Were you there for the Cherry Blossom Festival?
No, but the Cherry Blossom...
Just as well you didn't, because you were up to your ankles in snow when that festival was on. But the blossoms were still there, weren't they?
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah, indeed they are. Yeah, the Potomac River is not so pretty, but it used to be.
It was a little muddy.
I wrote a song one time about the Potomac River. I called it Beautiful Blue Potomac.
That's a joke.
Well, there was a time, lad, when it was blue and clean. We used to catch fish right off Lincoln Memorial. Beautiful bass, smallmouth bass. You can catch fish in there now, but they're what they call trash fish. But you know, it's funny. I asked some kids about it. They say, oh, the fishing's good here. What they don't know doesn't hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing that frightens you. You tell them, you know, we used to get the most beautiful smallmouth bass. And he says, what's that? I got a catfish here. What's the matter with this? It's twice as long. You have a time with it. Now, how long have you been in New York, Ron?
I've been here about a week now.
Have you been around, seen things?
I've tried to have gone some of the tours, and I went out on my own with the executive director of the Boys Club who's here with me.
Oh, that's nice. You got around, huh?
Yeah.
Did you see the museums and things like that, or what did you like? What did you like most about our city?
Oh, I don't know. I guess just the size of it. It's much bigger than back home where I come from.
You're Pasadena?
Yeah.
That's where they do all the great big parades, the Rose Parade, what do they call that?
Rose Parade.
Rose Parade. Yeah, the Rose Bowl. What?
Yeah.
You did it one year.
I did. Yes, that's quite a town. That's where your Lockheed plant is, too, right? On the airport at Burbank?
Nope.
No?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's nearby, though. It's right next to it.
Yeah, it's not far, because... I went there with Dick Merrill, and we picked up the first Constellation built by Lockheed in Pasadena and took it off and brought it back to Florida back in 1949, so I know it's right.
No, Pasadena's a nice, quiet town with little old ladies and roses and flowers. It's beautiful.
Now, look, there's got to be some little young ladies, too.
Sure, but I don't tell anybody about them.
Hey, he's smart, that boy. How about doing one of the tunes? What we're doing, Rod, is recalling as we go back through the last 27 days of this series. This program will wind up on the 30th of April, concluding 27 years of it. And the last 20, each of the last 27 days, we're picking a year going backwards. So we're back now to 55. We've got 10 shows to go, including this one. Sponsored by... some prunes from your part of the country. California prunes and prune juice. You eat a lot of prunes?
can't stand him.
You can't stand him? Oh, for heaven's sakes. You're not known as a regular fella, huh?
No.
Well, heavenly days. Out here, we're all regular fellas. Yeah, we eat them all the time. Me, I start the day out with a big glass of that California prune juice every day. I love California prune. You can't stand them.
Nope.
Why, too wrinkled?
No, I just don't like the taste.
Don't like the taste, for heaven's sakes. I love them. Well, that's what makes a ball game, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you picked a tune for this particular time, Dick?
Yeah, pretty ballad, if you'd like to hear a ballad.
I'd love to hear you do one.
This was very big in the year 1955. It's called Oh, My Prune, I Love It.
Despite your wrinkles.
My love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, time can do so much. Are you still mine? I need your love. I need your love. Godspeed your love to me.
Nice letter from Alan Gottlieb, executive director of the NCCRKBA.
Good station.
You like that,
yeah.
Huh? Okay. It's rock and roll.
Is that AM or FM?
He says, I've recently been appointed executive director of the National Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for your contribution. After consultation with members of our National Advisory Council, I would like to invite you to serve as honorary national chairman of the Advisory Council for the National Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. If you will honor the NCCRKBA and accept our invitation, please notify me in writing at your earliest convenience. We would like to publicize your acceptance in the next issue of our newsletter, There will be mail to over 500,000 concerned citizens. Is that all the people we got concerned? Wow. He says, I welcome you as I feel that adding your name will help us to protect better the Second Amendment. You sure can. I'm delighted to serve in any way I can. Indeed so, Mr. Gottlieb. We only have 500,000 supporters. Oh, come on. Dear friends, stop and think a minute now. You outlaw all the guns and take them away from good, clean, patriotic citizens, and who has them? Only the thugs. Is that what you want? I don't think you do. Back in 1955, there was a great song around called The Banjos Back in Town. Went like that.
I like it. It's short.
Clap your hands all together now. The Banjos Back in Town. Weather now, the banjo's back in town. Kick your heels to the ringing of the bumpkin swinging through. What a sound! Round and round, whack-a-doo, whack-a-doo. You gotta step your feet to the rhythm back in 1925. Kick that beat, keep the rhythm alive. If someone's yelling, oh no, you just tell him, go bodeo do. Hot shot, the banjo's back in town. Let's ask Rod now. The banjo is a pretty good instrument, isn't it?
Oh, it's my favorite instrument.
There you go, there you go, see?
Yeah, but on the other hand, he don't like prunes.
Well, I know. Do you play the thing, by the way?
No, I never tried it.
Is it really your favorite instrument?
No, I'm just kidding. No, I do like the, I like the banjo a lot.
Hey, but... you do good in politics the way you said that.
He didn't get to be number one for nothing. No, string instruments are very popular with kids nowadays, right?
Yeah, I used to play the guitar for a while.
Sure, kids play the guitar. And one time they played trumpet, you know, piano. But now it's the string instruments.
Right.
Well, if he hadn't played trumpet, well, where would Harold have been?
Where would he be?
Yeah.
Let's think about that for a while.
Harold, do you know the tune Les Filles Mortes?
Of course he does.
Do you? The autumn leaves? Can he play it?
Yeah, he can play it next week. A minor.
Well, what a coincidence. So can I. Cy? Frederick Lowe, Fritz Lowe, and Alan J. Lerner came up in My Fair Lady with one. I've grown accustomed to her puss. Face, excuse me. I've always loved this thing. I've grown accustomed to her face. She almost makes the day begin. Grown accustomed to the tune that she whistles night and noon. Her smiles, her frowns, her ups and downs. They're second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in. I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again. And yet, I've grown accustomed to her looks. Accustomed to her voice. And accustomed to her face. Thank you, Cy. Let's do a chorus of Yellow Bird, Dick. Remember Yellow Bird? Just a chorus. Tell you what you do, Dick. You started off with the verse. Second one, Wish That I Was a Yellow Bird. We'll have time for that in one chorus.
Wish that I was a yellow bird. I fly away with you. But I am not a yellow bird. So here I sit. Nothing else to do. Yellow bird, up high in banana tree. Yellow bird, you sit all alone like me. Better fly away in the sky away. Victor coming soon, pick from night to noon.
Black and yellow, you like banana too. They might pick you someday.
Yellow bird, yellow bird, yellow bird.
That's not a yellow bird. The whole program is for the birds.
Thank you, Rod. It was nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
And we hope someday that you'll take an X-ray of me.
And find nothing wrong with it.
Thank you.
This program was edited to comply with time requirements. This is the CBS Radio Network.